We are reading from Zohar La'am, Parashat Shlach Lecha, item 141. You can ask questions live on CAP TV. Selected questions will be aired during the lesson. Zohar La'am, Shlach Lecha, Kriyat HaTorah, 141.
All right, who's going to tell us what we do now? Like that guy just asked, how do I tune myself in the best way for the influence of the reforming light? That everything depends on that. So the light is one, its influence is the good that does good, that divides into scrutinizing the vessels, discovering their evil, the desire to correct the evil, towards who is the evil, towards the desire itself, to the desire to bestow, towards me, towards my relatives, towards the world, toward the other, towards the Creator. And that light later on corrects in according to what I'm asking for, that the correct demand is called man, so then he corrects my kavana, brings me the force of overcoming the desire, my desire to receive, that it won't be directed to myself, but towards influencing the others. And then, in according to that force and desire to bestow to the others, I start filling myself in what? In the others' desires, and in the fulfillment that I pass on to them. And then I constantly just hold myself on gardebina, like we say, just on the form of bestow. And all my vessels of receiving develop in according to how much I need them to serve the others. Like the mother, she has nothing from herself, but she only keeps herself in order to bestow to all her kids. And the light does all of this. From the state that I'm now, this fat egoistic, just wanting for myself and can't see anything except for myself, everything's shut, until the opposite way, that the light does everything. So let's think about it, that it will change us. In order to change us, our first form towards the change has to be that we unite. In that, we are already nullifying, starting to nullify the I of every one and one of us. Please.
141. 300 openings to the tower, and the opening in the middle stands this light of the form of the book of the Torah, in which the King of Israel is future to read Parashat Kael, and this will be the King, the Messiah, and not another. 300 openings hint about Gar, that each one includes 100. The opening in the middle hints of the middle line. The reading of Parashat HaKel is the revelation of Gar of Chochmah that will be revealed only at the final correction, and then the King, the Messiah, shall read in it, but not before the final correction. 142. In the illumination of the Vak of Chochmah, which is in the book of the Torah, blessed is he who hears from the mouth of the Messiah the pleasantness of his words from those hidden, concealed matters that he explains in the Torah, in the light of the book of the Torah, in all the heads of the month and Shabbat and holidays and the different times. When you want to rise and ascend to the assembly of the firmament, to the assembly of Matat, all gather to the Messiah King, and he explains to them the words of the Torah, and from the sweetness of his words and his aspiration, you rise to the assembly of the firmaments. 143. When a tower stands in the middle of the Hezara and the opening is open, which is the middle line of the tower, these are the angels that open their mouth and spread their wings in order to conceal the Gar of Chochmah, and they shine with the upper light over that opening. And the book of the Torah is open, and the angels, they open and say, "How great is your good that you have hidden." And afterwards, they close the openings, and the book of Torah is revealed. 144. Who sees the shining light of the book of Torah, which is entirely the shining light? Its letters are blazing fire of four colors that from the higher world are all conspicuous and sparkling, and no one can withstand them but the Messiah. The illumination of the Chochmah and the Malchut extends in the three colors, white, red, green, three lines, but the color of itself, which is black or bluish, is not evident in it, since it is mitigated completely in the Bina, in the point of Miftacha and its point itself, Manula, which is hidden and unseen. Whereas in the Zeranpin also serves with the point of Manula, and therefore there is no place for the revelation of the Chochmah in the Zeranpin but in the Malchut. 145. The opening was and the tower was closed. The angels forget, and the tower, it soars and stands, takes its place between the rest of the towers when it returns to the coupling of its Gar with the Zeranpin. And the extent of the Malchut goes and disappears as it is included in the Zeranpin.
So, we're not forgetting our Kavanah, right? We're constantly trying to be maximum towards the light to catch it and advance.
Ha'atara shel Mashiach. The crown of the Messiah. 146. In the opening in the middle of the tower, there is a respectable hidden crown that is not seen now. It is developed in all the precious stones, and it is future to be on the head of the Messiah King while he shall climb the tower. And the two eagles, one on this side and one on that side, take the crown into their hands. 147. When the Messiah King soars the tower, the eagles correct and take the crown at a time that he shall start reading in the Torah. A different opening shall open up, and from there shall come that pigeon which Noah has sent in the days of the flood, the dove. As it says, send the dove. The dove with Ha Yonah, with the known Hey, that the first did not speak of it, not knowing what it is, but it comes from here on as a messenger. 148. And at a time that it says that Velo Yasfashu Velavod, man did not know where did it go, and the dove returned to its place and was hidden in that opening. And she takes the crown in her mouth and puts it on the head of the Messiah King, comes and does not come, and then it says, shall put onto his head the golden crown. 149. And since the king, the Messiah King, shall read in the book of the Torah, two eagles shall rise, one from here and one from there. And the dove, she brings himself down, and the King Messiah down to the last degree, and the two eagles soar over his head, and the dove comes back and the crown in her mouth, and these two eagles welcome her. 150. King David is called a fresh olive before the Creator, as it says, "And I as a fresh olive in the house of God." Olive leaves, it is the Messiah King, the Son of David. And this is what that dove hints about in the days of Noah, as it says, "And there are leaves of olive in her mouth." The leaves of olive, the Messiah, the dove has taken its honor and the crown in her mouth. Where the crown stands over her head and receives honor from that dove, it says, Taraf, endowered, speaks in, and that dove is Zachar, is male, because the name Yonah, which is called, it says once in the language, once it says in female, and once it says in male language, and because she takes it in the language of male, it is called Zachar. And the breaking of the Nikudim, the Kelim were broken into 320 sparks, because the eight kings have broken, and in each king there were four discernments of Chub Tum, in each one of them 10 Sfirot, which are 40 discernments in each king. And 8 times 40 is 320 discernments, which are called 320 sparks, and they were corrected by the Emanator himself in the world of correction. And afterwards, through the sin of the tree of knowledge, they have returned and fell into the shells. And all of our deeds in the 6,000 years are but to correct the 620 sparks. And when they will finish to correct, then will come the final correction, as it says, and death shall vanish for all times. It is not in our ability, although it is not in our ability to correct these 320 sparks, because the discernments of the Malchuyot that are in the 10 Sfirot of each Pchina are the Pchinat Manula that does not get a correction, and we do not have the strength but to correct the Tet Rishonot in every Pchina, where the name Malchut in Miftecha, which is corrected in the Binah and is included in the Yesod. And the Malchut of Miftecha itself that is corrected in the Binah is there, but the Malchuyot Atzman, which are Manula, we do not have the strength to correct them, such that these are eight kings, where in each one of them there are four discernments, and they are 32 discernments, where the first 9 of each discernment we can correct. And they are 9 times 32, Lamed Bet, which are Rapach Pchinot, 248. And the final discernment of the 10 Sfirot, the last Lamed Bet, we cannot correct it. And the truth is that we don't need to correct more than these 248 discernments that are corrected in the Malchut of Miftecha, which is called the middle point in the Yeshuv. And the final Lamed Bet, which are Lamed Bet Malchuyot, from the aspect of the judgment, which is called Manula, do not need a correction on our behalf whatsoever. But through the correction, all the Rapach discernments, 248 discernments, in the complete perfection, accumulate all the lights that came out of these Rapach to one place, and then the final Lamed Bet is corrected. As it says, "And I have taken the stony heart off your flesh," which is the final Lamed Bet, the correction of which comes from the accumulation of the Rapach. And all of the correction comes, or the Messiah King receives it, and brings Israel to salvation and corrects the whole world to the last degree. And therefore, the final correction is considered the Malchut of the Messiah King, where the Malchut, the kingship, where the golden crown is put over his head, and because the correction is discerned in two.
Don't forget the Kavanah, right? On one side here, it's easier to hold on to Kavanah because there aren't any pictures like there were before. Close, you know, all the images, here it's more of a technical. But on the other side, the brain enjoys himself more. There, the feeling supposedly enjoys more. Here, the brain enjoys more and confuses. Confuses meaning it disconnects us from the meaning of the studying. So that's what we have to be aware of this.
Where the correction is divided into, the first is the rapach, where all of our work is in them. The second is the stony heart, where we do not need to do any work, and the work in it is forbidden because it is corrected through the completion of the rapach. Therefore, in the crown of the Messiah, you discern these two discernments too. A is the crown itself, which is the scrutiny of the rapach that is made through our work during the 6,000 years. And the second is the putting of the crown on the head of the Messiah, which is the final correction, meaning the accumulation of all the lights that came out through the scrutiny of the Rapach Nitzotzin, that by bringing them all to one place, the stony heart is corrected, which is the final correction. And this is considered putting the crown on the head of the Messiah. And in the opening, which is in the middle of the openings of the tower, in the middle point that receives from the middle line in Miftecha, there is the Ateret Paz, the golden crown, the crown of the Messiah, that there it goes and is completed through the scrutiny of the Rapach Nitzotzin, through our work. And it is completed through the scrutiny of the Rapach Nitzotzin in our work. Because the illuminations of all the 6,000 years are accepted only in the Malchut of Miftecha, which is the Yesod of Malchut, and is not truly the Malchut. And therefore, it is discerned as the middle line, like the Yesod. And before it is complete, it is not seen at all, but in the final correction. And it is future to be on the head of the Messiah, the King, the Messiah, while he will rise, while he will soar the tower. And in the final correction, when the Messiah shall soar the tower to read the book of the Torah in Parashat Ker, and the reading of the book of the Torah.
You can't read a book of the Torah alone.
The reading of the book of the Torah is the revelation of the illumination of Chokhmah, and Parashat HaKel hints about the accumulation of all of the lights that are in the book of the Torah into one place, which is putting the crown on the Messiah's head, and there two discernments about it. The first one is the crown itself, the lights of the book of the Torah, which are revealed in it throughout the 6,000 years, which comes only from the middle line. And that is discerned as the ascent of the Messiah King to the tower that has not yet read Parashat HaKel. And it says about that, and two eagles have... The face of the eagle is the middle line that includes the two lines, the right and the left, the chasadim and chokhmah. and therefore there are two eagles, this on that side and that on this side, Yamin Chasadim, and that and that, and this, and Smol Chokhmah. And the eagles are corrected and take the crown, where this crown is accumulated as a result of the correction of the Nisharim, the two sides in the middle line, and they are the ones that take the Atara, because they accumulated one after the other through the scrutinizations of the Rapach Nitzotzin, and this is the very first discernment. Secondly, and now the Zohar speaks from the second discernment, which is putting the Atara on the head of the Messiah, and says that at a time that he starts reading Parashat Akel, which is the accumulation of all the lights of the Rapach Nitzotzin to one place, where you reveal the correction of the Lev HaEven, which is putting the Atara on the head of the Mashiach. Another opening shall open, the opening of that does not come from the middle line, but an opening from the Malchut of Manula, the Malchut of Midat HaDin itself, that its correction has come through the reading of Parashat Akel. And from that will come that dove that Noah sent in the days of the flood, which is Malchut of Manala, as it said, and he sent the dove. The dove, the famous known dove, which is the Manula, that the first did not speak of and did not know what it is. Because, as it says, Nativ lo yadao ait, where ait is Moshe, that did not know her, the dove. But from here it comes that she comes out from a side opening and is on a mission and comes back to her place and is concealed in that opening, because the Nekuda of Miftacha, the opening in the middle, controls the scrutinies of the light, and the Nekuda of Manula is hidden and is unseen. And while reading Parashat Akel, where then all the lights accumulate down to one place and Lev HaEven is corrected, then you put the Atara on the head of the Mashiach. He comes, he does not come, where the Atara cannot immediately settle on his head, but at first comes and does not come, and afterwards sits for eternity. And since the Melech HaMashiach shall read in the book of the Torah in Parashat Akel, the two Nesharim shall rise, one from here and one from there, and they carry that Atara that comes from the middle line, and the Yonah, the Manula, disregards herself coming down from its degree, and it is the last discernment of Shach 320 Nitzotzim that is called Lev HaEven, where there is no degree lower to it, and from there puts the Atara on the head of the Mashiach. And Melech HaMashiach comes down, and the Atara on Rosho, until the very last degree, because after the last degree is corrected, the Mashiach comes down with the Atara to rule till the end of all degrees. Where at first the Atara does not settle on his head, but it comes and it reaches and does not reach, and therefore the two Nesharim soar above over Rosho, these two Nesharim that took the Atara and gave it to the Yonah. And the Yonah comes back, and the Atara in its mouth. When it comes back and receives the Atara of the Mashiach, and the two Nesharim welcome her back, because both of them come from the Atara, and therefore after some time, the Atara will settle on the crown of the Mashiach forever.
We see how he goes from the language of the Kabbalah to the language of the Midrash. Then we constantly have to be in one intention, but in the different feelings. It's to overcome these pictures that we see, all these stories that are written in the Midrash, in the language of the Midrash. It's much more difficult to stay in Kavanah than the language that is written in the language of Kabbalah. That's why Baal HaSulam wrote the explanation of the Sulam on the Zohar. So it'll be easier for us to in somewhat grasp the right Kavanah while we're reading. Okay, questions? Yes. Where are you? David HaMelech or below?
There are moments when we study, when it's easier, when it's hard, then it's easier to say, hey, I don't get anything.
Well, it's no, to do Kavanah, it's not an easy thing.
No, I mean...
It's simple to do Kavanah?
No, when it's hard for me with the text, then I say, great, it's hard, don't get it. I'll simply be in intentions. He jumps from language to language. I don't get it anyway, so I'll just be in intentions. But what happens in the opposite state, where you're inspired and happy, you study differently?
We go through all kinds of different feelings and states until we are able to stabilize the correct demand, which is comprised of a lot of all kinds of attributes, a lot of them. It's like a very good meal that has tens of components putting it together. And we don't have to hold on to these things in our brain, in our head, because it accumulates in us and is built in us, and everything that is already in us, you don't have to be concerned about it. It's already there. You worry about the new stuff. Like a chef, he already knows this is automatic. He does it. But there are a few things that you have to pay attention and do. So it's like our vessel isn't with our mind, but it's a desire. So... What do you call it? That it becomes second nature. Yeah, your custom becomes a second nature. So everything, when it's integrated in that desire, you're not concerned about that. You already overcome it to new concerns that are more advanced. Well, let's go to the next part.